It's just not working. The Supreme Court has ignored decades of civil rights precedent, and now they've given Trump's secret immigration police the ability to detain absolutely anyone based solely on their looks.
Attorney General Pam Bondi celebrating the ruling, saying in a statement, ICE will now be able to continue patrols without judicial micromanagement.
Call your congressperson. Tell them it's time for a bigger court and term limits. Paid for by FreePAC. Let's keep the blue streak going. Mikey Sherrill will continue the legacy of Phil Murphy in the Governor's Mansion. Smart progressive policy that protects small businesses, underserved communities, the LGBTQ plus community, and makes sure the rich pay their fair share. On Election Day, vote Mikey Sherrill for governor. It's time to take out the trash in Ohio. The tide is turning against extremists like Jim Jordan. No more racism. No more protecting big corporations. And no more kissing Donald Trump's rear end. Yeah, we said that.
President Trump did it in his first term. He's doing exactly what he told the voters that he was going
to
do.
This November, say no to Jim Jordan. You can put lipstick on a pig, and you can put makeup on the president's hand. But a little cover-up won't help those swollen ankles, wobbly gait, or drooping face.
Mentally, the guy seems off. He's constantly drifting off during meetings, rambling even more than he did during his first term.
That's what's probably happening, right? A little cover-up? Maybe it's time to investigate this president's failing health? When does it stop? Violence is never an answer. And America's cycle of hate has to stop. As Democrats, we can do our part. Visit DCCC.org today and see what we're doing to stop hate in America.